Good morning. Taylor Swift stirred the internet up real big time last night. She was the lead person on the Victoria's Secret fashion show. She dressed up in this British Union Jack outfit, took off out there strutting down the catwalk singing "I Knew You Were Trouble," followed by the Victoria's Secret angels in their underwear. I mean, it was something to see. One person wrote, "I'm really disappointed that Taylor Swift was in the Victoria's Secret fashion show." There were some that wrote because they're haters anyway. They don't like her, so they weren't thrilled to see her there. But there were many that said, "Wow. You know, I mean, she looks just like one of them." And she did. She doesn't have the walk down. They have that walk like they can walk like a Tennessee walking horse, but she didn't quite have that. But it was still pretty good for an amateur. I don't think anybody else in country music would have ever tried it. Garth Brooks, it's an 8-disc set now. 6 CDs, 2 DVDs, 77 songs, 33 music videos, a 2-hour performance of his Las Vegas show, all box price for $24.96.
That's actually not, is it, is there any new music on there?
Maybe one song.
Really?
But that's a lot of material. You know, that's a lot of stuff for $24.96. Hillary Scott's in People magazine. A lot of pressure on new moms to go to the gym, get rid of that weight. And boy, she's talking about that, how not a good thing. GPS device, tracking device, found in the undercarriage of Winona Judd's car. Nobody seems to know. Police are actively investigating here. Kip Moore says, "Put down the phone, enjoy the concert." It's like, dude, put down the phone and just enjoy what's going on around you right now. It's an epidemic of concerts and cell phones.
I agree.
It's been getting worse and worse, and the artists are bothered by it. Nobody quite knows what to do about it. It's a real issue. It is distracting to me to watch a concert and be standing there and have all these people around me, you know, photographing and stretching. And this one guy who I call Pretty Boy Floyd was sitting in front of me at this Lionel Richie show, and he kept getting his girlfriend that he was trying to impress to get out in front of the camera and dance where he could show her and Lionel at the same time. It was like I'm sitting near Steven Spielberg.
Yeah.
It's really distracting in a show, but they're not violating any rules or laws, so I don't know what's going to happen about it.
I know what's going to happen. Somebody's going to find a way to jam them.
Well, they are, and then they're going to make all the people mad, and they're not going to go to their shows. I mean, people don't know what to do. That is right. That is obviously one thing to do. But people sure can't help themselves when it comes to being able to record at those concerts. They go crazy.